How do you respond when you've gone to great lengths to plan out a project and it all suddenly blows up in your face? Human nature tends to quit when this happens. This seems especially true when it's something to do with church. You put your heart into leading a church activity, and you know that it will make a difference in someone's life. But you overhear someone criticizing what you're doing. If you're not careful, you can begin pulling back and even developing a bad attitude over it. One thing that will help overcome this tendency to quit is good habits. Paul demonstrated this on his second missionary journey. He went to the city of Philippi, but he was thrown in jail for a night and then asked to leave quietly. Paul could have gotten angry and headed back home. But notice what the book of Acts tells us that Paul did. In Acts 17, we read, "Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went in to them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures." Paul just moved to the next city and continued his ministry. He found a synagogue and began ministering in it as his custom was. This was Paul's habit, his way of carrying out God's plan. Good habits can help us overcome our selfish tendencies. They help us persevere in the task God has given us, especially when we face difficult trials. What are some good habits you use to help you persevere? Some obvious ones would be having a time of Bible reading and prayer each day. Another could be having a group of godly friends who know you well enough to help guide you in the right direction. Today, think of one good habit you can start developing that will help keep you on track when things don't work out the way you'd planned.